Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Stan Spence Radio. Stand back. I'm a doctor.
Hey, gang. This is Shut Up a Second, Episode 7. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Zoe Bellotto.
Erin Meeking.
And today's topic is childhood notions. So, like, what's a childhood notion you had when you were kids? Like, a weird little belief that, you know, in the cold light of adulthood, you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
No, you go, please. No, please.
Oh, yeah, today joining us is Erin, because Joel is having a dentist appointment of some variety.
Oh, do you know what a really good joke is?
What's that?
You're going to the dentist. When's your appointment? 2:30?
I don't know, that's a really good joke.
It's a hard joke.
I would say mediocre to best.
Hey, best joke ever.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, I thought you were going to be like, best joke ever, and then tell me the best joke ever. No, I'm just going to claim that's the best joke. All right. Well, fair enough. Each to their own, I guess.
I'm proud of that.
When I was little, right, childhood notion, Santa. That's kind of, you know, when you're a kid, you believe in Santa. My parents went all out. As in, not only did they get, like, cookies and milk and stuff like that, they would climb onto the roof, bite carrots and throw them down and be like, reindeers have been on the roof. And like, we were just like, what?
I love your parents.
Me and my little brother would write letters to like Santa and the Easter Bunny and stuff. And my mum and dad would write letters back in like crazy handwriting. So we were like, oh my God, we're getting, you know, correspondence from all of these crazy holiday creatures.
Your parents are so lovely.
I know. Aren't they the best?
But your dad kind of looks like a scungy Santa anyway.
My dad kind of is kind of like if they got like the prison and there was like some kind of customer service, public service, that it was like, well, look, you're prisoners, so we're going to dress you up like Santa. I don't think they do that. That's not something that happens.
I wish my parents were as nice as your parents. I have this thing, my parents, when I was a kid, my mom's Greek and my dad's Italian, and so my mom just thought it would, I don't think she thought it was funny, but it was just something that they did when they like were teaching me how to speak. Like, every now and then, they'd just throw in a Greek word, and they wouldn't fix it.
That's not helpful.
So, for ages, I didn't know the word for cantaloupe.
What did you think it was?
I thought the word for cantaloupe was pepponi.
But that's much cuter than cantaloupe.
And so, my mom's just like, look at her speaking broken English. Isn't she adorable? But as an adult, it's had, like, this really bad, like, ramification. Like, I was talking to a mate the other week, and I couldn't remember the word for owl. All I could remember, I just couldn't remember it in Greek. And I was just like, damn it. And I'm just like, the bird, the night bird.
Night bird with a twisty head. Come on. Well, my parents, I mean, you know, my parents are both Anglo-Saxon, and there's nothing cool in my heritage, but they just wouldn't correct me when I said words wrong. So I thought devour was devour until I was about 15. last year, I've been saying words and my parents are like, what the hell are you saying? I'm like, isn't that right, guys? Like, no, but why didn't you tell? Why? Actually, that's something, right? Like, as nice as my parents are, they did also make me an octopus sandwich. Do you know that story?
No.
All right. A little tidbit for our listeners. When I was very young, my parents, they were like, Jackson, come into the kitchen. We've made a really special sandwich for you. And I was like, oh, yay. And I came into the kitchen and they gave me the sandwich and lifted up the bread. There was just a dead octopus in there.
God.
And I just burst into tears. And they were like, oh, what have we done? Jackson, we're so sorry. Yeah, so putting like carrots on the roof. Good on them, but then
tormenting with octopus sandwich,
not so great.
I've got a lot of beliefs that were handed down from my big brother, because my brother is a bit older than me.
Yeah, okay.
A good 6 years there, and so things like raisins or currants or sultanas, you know, they're all pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But they're different. Did you know they're different?
Really?
They're
How?
Different things. Oh, apparently they're dried differently, or they've come from some.
But
different
they're still
kind
all
of
grapes,
grape.
Yeah.
Well, I thought so
they're still
too.
Born as grapes.
Yeah, they're still born as grapes, and then that's terrible. You're born a little happy grape, and then you're like, you're separated from your brothers and marched off to be dried differently.
Just don't think about it. It will freak
I don't know
out.
If I want ever want to eat any kind of dried grape ever again.
I've got some in my bag.
No, don't. I don't even want to look at them.
Well, I always thought that I never ate them when I was little because I was under the impression that they were rabbit poo.
Oh.
And we had rabbits, so I was it was like, very much
maybe.
Enforced. Where did these grapes, where do these raisins come from?
Yeah.
Obviously, the rabbits. Oh, God.
Did you not ask your parents? Were you not like, why is everybody eating rabbit
why
poo?
Why would you ask your parents when you've got a big brother?
Yeah, of course. Your big brother's going to know. You're going to be like, bastard. Why would he lie? Why would he lie?
And also passed down from him again. I think he got it passed down from my older cousin.
Yeah, okay.
So, you know, chain of belief here. Tarantula eggs, bananas, the little black bits in the middle. Weren't seeds, they were tarantula eggs. So that's... bananas were bad.
How, I guess you were a kid, so you couldn't reason, but how were you like, how did it get in it... there?
Well, you know how there's the black bit on the, and the peel, the... On the peel bit at
oh, the
end?
Oh, the peel. Oh, that, so they like drove in.
I guess so, and then kind of left their sticky that, essence
that's,
behind.
That's awful. That's terrible. Imagine peeling a banana and there just being a tarantula in there. That'd be. Yeah, just so leap at you. I was going to say something. You reminded me, big brother. I speaking of big brothers, when I was little, I remembered recently, I used to do this really creepy thing to my little brother.
Oh, God.
This sounds bad, but it's not.
Horrible.
I used to, like, just laugh, like... Like, just go, ha, 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 and just, like, fake laugh at him. And he'd be like, stop it, stop it. But I would just keep fake laughing like some kind of creepy sociopath. He was, like, in tears, and I would still just, like, giggle at him. How awful is that?
But I think that's, like, a big sibling.
Yeah, but like, I was never, like, a bad big sibling.
No, I don't. I can't imagine you, because just Ryder's so
I know,
because
Ryder's, like, cooler
you.
And tougher, and he'd just, like... Really, what would happen is that he'd, like, abuse me. Like, I'd be, like, reading my book, and he'd come and he'd just be, like, throw it away, be like, play with me. We're like, I was reading, but okay.
What's his name?
Ryder.
Oh, that's a cool name.
He's even a cool kid.
He's even got a cooler name
He's got,
than
like,
you.
A singlet. He, like, wears singlets and, like, shorts. He's got, like, cool spiky hair.
My little brother's cooler than me. Like, he's 18 now, so he's 19 now. Wow.
God.
Your little brother's older than me.
Oh, yeah, he does a little. I'm nearly 21, just pushing that out there. Nearly my birthday.
I'm 20, but I'll be 21 in September.
Oh, you small little thing, you.
Yeah, cool.
But my little brother's gotten to that stage where he's really too cool for me. Like, he's nice to me at home. Oh, and his friends in Kyabram are okay, but we go to the beach every year, family holiday, and they're not allowed to hang out near me.
Because
if they do, he gets like, oh, you know, it's my sister. Oh, God, she's... And you've met me. I'm not really the most
I can't imagine.
Coolest
if
people.
I had cool friends, I probably wouldn't want them hanging out with you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I understand. I'm okay with
I'd
my
like,
level
cool
of...
cool friends, normal. Maybe stay away from Erin. She's not so cool.
Well,
you guys are real cool.
If they hang out with
your
me.
Your backwards caps and your shades.
They do.
So
oh, my God, they
cool
do.
Friends, then.
No, God,
okay,
no.
Fair enough.
I don't have cool friends.
Well, that's my self-image shattered right there.
Well, you're like, well, you know what? I might not be great, but at least I'm Jackson's cool friend.
Yeah. Oh, I just figured that if I had a superpower right now, if I didn't know that I had a superpower and I had a superpower, it would be lowering a person's level of cool by just being around them.
So you're like a cool vampire.
From them. Yeah, pretty much.
Wow. That's like you go up to some like cool guy. He's got his backwards cap and his glasses. You like dig in your fangs, suck his cap, kind of becomes like a legionnaire's hat. His teeth become bucked.
His glasses and glasses.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great image. And I want somebody to animate that.
We can probably do that.
Good.
We'll work on it.
And any like, I remember reading this story, right? This is kind of what made me want to do Childhood Notions, right? And, so the story is that this kid, when he was little, some guy was posting it on a forum. It was like a forum about like childhood experiences. And when he was a kid, one day he was climbing this big oak tree in his backyard. Right, it was sort of in the side of his house, and he climbed up into the branches and he used to just sit there. And one day he hears this voice be like, "Hello, David," or whatever his name was. And he was like, what was that? What was that? And it's like, "I am the tree. I can chat to you." And so he was like, "Well, why don't other trees talk?" And he's like, "Well, you're special and we've chosen to talk to you." And until he was like 15 or 16, he just thought he was really special and trees just talked to him. Oh. What it actually was when he was like 18, his dad was like, "Yeah, it was actually me in the kitchen window talking to you." But it meant that when he was a teenager, his dad, because he used to tell the tree all of like his secrets and all his like feelings and stuff, and his dad would find them out and like could kind of, I don't know, like
deal with them.
Yeah, what a crazy thing to believe until you're like 17. You're like, there's a tree in my backyard I can talk to.
But who's right here though? The dad's obviously doing it for a good reason. But the kid's probably really,
I know,
really
that would,
broken
that would
now.
Crush you. You would be like, but dad,
I'm not the tree whisperer.
Yeah, exactly.
How could you do that to me?
I can't imagine having that taken away. And here's another question. What about when his dad wasn't home? Like he's home alone, he climbs into the tree, he's like, "Hey, tree, you know, I have to tell you about Tracy at school." And the tree just stays silent. Like, "Well, fuck you, tree. I've got a problem here and you're just not listening."
Do you think he ever had arguments with the tree?
I imagine he would. You'd get
mad. What if
mad.
He fell in love with the tree?
Well, that's worrying because that's the dad. Like, that's some kind of fucked up shit there. I'm in love with the tree, but the tree has my dad's personality.
Oh, God. Would he not have noticed that it had, like, the dad's voice?
Well, I guess if he was talking like this, wouldn't notice.
Even if you're putting on a voice, you can normally tell.
Imagine if you're, like, in a supermarket, Zoe, just, like, random supermarket.
I'm in a supermarket.
You're just, like, ding, 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 just walking along, and then you hear, like, this isn't going to work because I'll be over the loudspeaker and you just know it was me. Right, you're at the park and I'm in a tree.
It could work in the supermarket. She'd just be.
But she'd be like, "Oh, that's just Jackson over the loudspeaker."
No, on the next aisle over.
Well, then I've got to keep moving aisles until like I'm at the end, and then I'm caught.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, you're in a park, and I'm just like, "Zoe, this is God." And you look around, you can't see anybody. There's nobody around. Would you know that? Imagine you're not looking at me, and you don't know that I can do this voice, and you hear, "Zoe, this is God." What do you think?
Sound like the Days of Our Lives narrator.
Well,
and these are the Days of Our Lives.
Aww. I'd be worried and get my head checked. I wouldn't believe it straight away.
I got a call on my phone the other day. It actually said God. I'm like, okay, this is a bit awkward. God's calling me. And I was really confused for a second there. And then what I didn't know is what my brother had been planning for months. He secretly entered this phone number on my phone under God, and then
did you look at it and you were like, "I don't know if I'm ready for a conversation with God."
I did hang up because I'm like, but it happened a few times. So it was only like the other day before I left home. Luke's like, "It was me." I'm like, "I knew it. I knew it was you."
Especially if you hung up and then you had like terrible luck. Like you hang up and then like lightning strikes near you. Like, oh God, there's like no return number. Oh no.
Damn it. But I do that to my little brother. I'm under Batman in my little brother's phone, which I'm really proud of.
Yep.
Because he just...
Batman.
Because it's one of those things like
Batman.
People... anyway, yeah. Going on. No, yeah, my brother's pretty lazy with his phone. My brother's had the same voicemail message for about 4 years now.
My voicemail message used to be this awful belligerent. Like it was like people would call me and I'd be like, ugh. You've called me. And everybody hated me for it. Like, it was like, Jackson, I called you and I got your fucking message. Do I have to get your fucking message one more time? I will kill you. And so I was, like, at a party and they were, like, talking about it. And they're like, Jackson, change it. So now it's me being all bubbly, like, hey, it's all right that you called me. Don't worry. Don't hate me. Anyway, go on.
That's what Ari's is kind of like. Like, it gets to, because he'll forget his phone and he'll just leave it anywhere, like at a friend's house or just... And so you'll call him, you'll be trying to reach him, you're calling him like 5-6 times. My little brother's voicemail message is something that he recorded before his voice broke, so it's like really high pitched and it's just like, hey, you've reached Ari. If you're calling about the mattress, if you could just leave your name and number, that would be awesome.
That's amazing.
And that's it. And it's just so brilliant to watch my parents start to rage when like he doesn't come home by a certain time. They're like, well, it's 10:34 and he's not home yet. We must call him. And they'll just call repeatedly thinking he's probably left his phone off. Yeah. Especially like he'll go to the movies and they'll call him while the movie's on. And they'll be like, he's not answering. I'm like, because he's a good, respected person who turns his phone off.
My parents do this. It's like when I was at work and I'd be in the CBD and there'd be like maybe somebody, like a murder in like somewhere really Chadston or something. And my parents would call up and be like, Jackson, are you okay? I'm like, I am trying to sell charities to people. Mom, don't call me now. Like, but there was a shooting. I'm like, yeah, but I am miles away from it. What if they come in? They're not gonna go away.
I wish my parents cared as much as you were. I was hanging out in Hurstbridge the other week and there was like a fire warning and everyone was like meant to pack their stuff. And I was with a bunch of friends and we didn't realize we'd been like hanging out in Hurstbridge all day and then like at like 4 someone kind of just mentions that there's like this fire warning. And I was like, oh okay. So I headed home thinking my parents must be so worried. And they get home and they're just like, oh, what are you doing home so early? And I was like, it's fine. I'm going to sit in my room.
Whatever.
Don't care about me. That's fine.
My parents, I'm not going to say gave up a long time ago. They love me. I've got a very, very loving and supportive family. It's just that when I was little, I was pretty damn crazy because I was a little bit sick, physically sick. I'm better now.
Good. That's nice to hear.
Let's just put that to the left.
Cool. I like that you chose a direction. Let's put that to the left. Don't put it to the right. Just put it to the left.
Right. I noticed the right more, so it needs to be on the left, just to be specific.
Fair enough.
But I mean, the left. What a constant thing that happened was I just go off on my own.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
From the age of maybe 3, I think the first time that I went missing, I was, and I've got the wanderlust, I reckon. Yeah. My mum and dad, we were in Queensland. We're from Victoria, so Queensland's a long way away.
Yeah.
And we were in Queensland. Mum and Dad went out for the walk in the morning and my big brother and big sister were meant to look after my little brother and I. Mm. And anyway, so they're all eating Cocoa Pops. Mum and Dad come back and go, where's Aaron? And what had happened is I had left the apartment in my diaper and everything.
Yeah.
Left the apartment, walked down the street, like gone down the apartment building, walked down the street, crossed at the lights. This is great.
Damn.
And walked and kept walking until I got to the beach. And they found me at the beach building a sandcastle. It was like half an hour I'd been missing for.
How old were you?
You're a
I think
super
I was
baby.
At least 2 or something, what? 2 or 3. That's I was just insane. Tiny.
I never left my house until I was like, because we used to live in Eltham. And
oh, that's locked you in a cage.
Well, like, even when I was like, I would never have left my house and gone up to the street without my parents. Maybe I was just a little closeted child, but I just never did. What time did you guys?
I was such a stereotypical teenage girl. Like when I was 14, I was like, oh no, Mom, I can't be seen in public with you. But I'm so lazy that I'd be like, guys, can you drive me? Can you, but like drop me off a block away. Hey.
Wow.
And so I'm still so lazy. Like I don't have my license. Like I missed the bus this morning. I was meant to meet my friends at the train station. And I was like, Mom, she's like, it just woken up. She's still in her pajamas. I'm like, the train comes in 5 minutes. We need to go. And she's just like looking at me like,
don't you hate that resentment you get? Like, I don't have my license either. And if I need to be somewhere and I'm like, so can I get a lift? And they're like, yeah, we'll give you a lift. But you know, in the head, they're like, you lazy son of a bitch. Get your goddamn license.
Well, I got a car for Christmas this year, and I just never drive it. And it's one of those things, like, because it's like, all right, I'm going to get my hours out. I'll do like a good 2-hour block, but it's like trying to get time where I can have like a driver in the car and whatever. I went to go to a friend's house on Friday night, and I was like, you can't get there via the bus and the train and stuff. So I was like, oh, you guys, could you give me a lift? I'll drive. I just need you to sit in the car. And they're like, okay, good. Went and got in the car. The battery was just flat. And I was just like sitting there revving it. My mom's like, no, you've killed it. And I'm like, no, it's fine. We'll start it. And she's like, Mom, I'll give you a lift. Get in the next car.
I forget that for you, she's city folks. I'm guessing you're city folks. Like,
more or less.
For me, I got my P's pretty much as soon as I turned 18.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to do that crazy 120 hours thing. Because, you know, I'm
lucky
older than
son
you.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Did I mention I'm older than you?
Yeah, you brought it up.
I'm a little bit older than you guys.
Occasionally.
Anyway,
And point should be being, mentioning your midlife crisis, whatever.
Hey, yeah. I'm getting there, okay? If I didn't get my license, it was, you know, it was a life and death situation here. You don't get your P's in the country. It's like, oh my God, I can't do anything with my life ever.
That's kind of like you, Jackson.
I mean, I live in St. Andrews. I'm in bumfuck nowhere.
I love the market there.
It's pretty much the tits. It's great. Actually, no, it's good like the first time. And then you go there and you're like, this is just an exercise in mediocrity. You're like, this is just some guy selling glass beads. Or this is just some like 70-year-old Asian man selling cigarette cases from the war. It's not great.
But I got my teddy bear hat there.
Okay, well,
I look like a teddy bear when I wear it. I had a politics class last semester that the tutor really scared the hell out of me. So I wore that to class, and sometimes I felt better. And he just gave me more of a like a pointed why
teddy bear hat.
Why are you wearing that hat?
Did either of you guys have imaginary friends when you were little?
Oh no, I didn't. I was sad that I didn't have imaginary friends, so I pretended that I did for at least a good month there.
I did the same thing. My little brother had an imaginary friend, and I was like, yeah, so do I. Totally have one. I thought when you were like, yeah, no, I thought you were going to be like, well, I had an imaginary enemy. Like some guy that you're just like, please leave me alone.
That'd be so good.
Shut up.
I remember at the primary school that I went to, and this is just how fucked up my childhood. I went to a school that was like 10 people in my year, and so like 5 girls that I used to hang out with, and they were the dumbest, bintiest women that I've ever met. And I went to high school with like 3 of them and just watched them progress to the sluts that they grew into. And
this is a beautiful story.
What is bint?
Bint is just another word for slut. Oh, okay. But it's like, it's English.
Is that like
dumb slut. It's like dumb slut.
But is that like a kid slut?
No, it's...
anybody can be binty.
Bint is a multi-age thing. It's a British slang word.
Like slang.
Yeah, it's like slag. But the brilliant thing about bint is because, like, in high school, I started, like, me and my friends started using it when we were about 15. No one knew what it meant, so blatantly call it to someone's face. And you especially got ignorant people who were too ignorant to admit that they don't know what that is. They'd be like, yeah, well...
You know that now everyone knows it.
Now they can know.
Everybody who's ever known you is listening to this show.
Have they now? One of my teachers, like after I finished high school, came into where I worked, said that she was watching a British TV show, and they're like, they use the word bint. And she goes, I thought you guys made it up. I was like,
wow.
Oh. But going back to to my childhood, these girls, imaginary friend club, like they were like,
oh, God.
They were way too organized for a bunch of 8-year-olds, and they put restrictions on what your imaginary friend could be.
That's not how imaginary friends work.
And they're like, it's your crazy. Imaginary friend can't be older than you, and if someone else in the group has the same imaginary friend name, you can't have that name.
I just want to point out to our listeners who don't get this visually, Zoe's head was moving from side to side like a sassy black girl in a movie.
She had the hand in the click wobble.
There was concentrated sass coming off Zoe then, and you could almost feel it. I think my imaginary friend was a lorikeet woman, if I remember correctly. That's what I thought it was.
Mine was just like a plain person. But remember, I made this up. So I'd be like at the drink taps, and everyone else would be talking to their imaginary friends. I'd be like, yeah, Sarah. Yeah, we're going to go have fun. Whatever. Look, did they see me? They did. Awesome.
Walk away.
Well, all right, guys, we've run out of time. I've been Zoe Bellotta.
I've been Jackson Bailey.
I think I've been Aaron Meeking.
Jackson out.
Shut up!